All right, we'll get back to business momentarily. Now, music of a different variety. Let's talk a little bit of football. David, what do you got?
I have no idea what's happening. I have no idea what's happening.
I'll tell you, Rico and David secretly communicating. This is exciting. What do you got?
No. This is all on David.
After what David said in the first hour, I'm just very fearful.
David, go ahead.
Now, I don't even want to talk anymore. You all both don't have no clue what I'm going to do here. This was what I'm going to do. Mike, I asked you this question yesterday regarding Russell Wilson. So every day, because there's a lot of questions with quarterbacks, well, they'll be next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you another one. Rico, you can comment on this as well. Let's talk about Sam Darnold today. What do you do with him? The difference between him and Russell Wilson, of course, is age. He's 27 right now. Will be 28 before next season. What do you do with Sam Darnold?
I'm not paying him. Because here's what I'm going to do. I'd ask Rico the same question I asked you yesterday. We did this Russell Wilson thing. Do you believe you can win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold? No, not paying him. That's my line of delineation when it comes to a four-year, $200 million deal. You're not winning a Super Bowl with him. And you drafted J.J. McCizzle. We got to get meditating. Mm-mm. I'm not paying him. Where is he going to go? I don't care. Not my team.
I would pay him because I'm looking at the results that this team has, and they are out there playing for him. They're actually getting better. I don't think every game is going to be him throwing five touchdowns, but...
A little stat here, Mike, because you keep telling me this, and I keep looking it up. Yes, the Giants are 16.5-point underdogs in their game this week.
So you're saying...
They were 17.
There is a chance.
Right. They were 17.5-point underdogs last year in a game against the Giants. So things have gotten just 1 point better for them this year. But I looked it up. In the last 10 to 12 years, what do you think is the largest spread?
For the Giants?
Not the Giants, just in the NFL.
Okay, the largest one that I think we've tracked.
We'll see if you remember this.
The tank for two a year. Weren't the Patriots 21.5-point favorites over the Dolphins?
They were, but there's one larger than that in 2013. It was the Jags. They played the Denver Broncos. That was the Peyton Manning Denver Broncos, and they were 26.5
oh my God.
Dogs against the Denver Broncos.
Oh, was that Manning's 50 touchdown
yes.
season?
Oh, okay. Yes.
All right.
That was wild when I looked that up. Could not believe that.
Things are going great in East Rutherford.
Yes, they are. Speaking of, we are so close to putting this title on Bill Belichick as the next head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. They are set to possibly do their board meeting or whatever they have to do to approve the contract. So it is getting close there in North Carolina.
Here's my thing. With the new wave of Rico Beard college football, it is kind of like the pros in that you do turn your roster over and you do shop. Could it work for Belichick? Well, we already know he likes hanging out with 21-year-olds, so that's a positive. But there's also, if they're going to spend, I don't know, why couldn't it? I mean, I think the whole thing is bananas, but it could work.
I had this conversation earlier today with a friend. Here's going to be the problem. Belichick's going to realize, yes, you can spend like the pros. You can have free agents like the pros. But believe it or not, these kids are going to say, Coach, I couldn't make the meeting. Why? I had class.
But yeah, look, I said, being in your 70s in college football now is not a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why Belichick is doing this. I think he's partially losing his mind.
Mm-mm.
But whatever.
Really?
Well, it's
a very simple answer.
What?
Mike, it's ego. Because if I do this, I do something that only a handful of people have done.
Have a 50-year age gap between you and who you're sleeping with?
A lot of people do that. I'm talking about Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer. Like, you won in college and you won in the pros. Saban couldn't do that. A lot of people can't say, I've done it. He can. Bill Walsh tried it. Failed miserably.
Well, here's how I look at it. What dominant program do you have in the ACC?
Clemson.
Again, what dominant program do you have in the ACC? He will be 81.
Go golfing. Al Michaels hates being at work more than we do. I mean, legitimately, the guy shows up and he's just like, Herbie, take it away. It's just, why is he there? You have more money than God.
He's getting $15 million more dollars. That's why he's going to be there for another year. And yet, for another year, the NFL is going to Europe, and they're adding Berlin to it. They will be going to Berlin in 2025. And there's no yet announcement on if they're just adding this one along with all the others they have, or if they're eliminating one. But why? Why? Keep doing this. Brazil.
You know why.
Germany.
Money.
Berlin.
Money. It's money, and it says that we're an international game. Look, people love us all around the world, and you see the commercial where they're singing the John Denver song, and it's like, okay, but no one cares. I've said it before. It's the same reason why they keep trying to give us the soccer games here, and most people don't care. But you do have the hardcore fans who will show up and say, see, it is an internet. Like, so what? And you got a few people over in Germany or England or wherever. They'll go to the games, but it's a money grab because the players don't want to go. They don't want to play in this game because, you know, now I got to fly and you have less time to prepare for the team because you're on flights. You probably got to go over there and shake hands and kiss babies. It's a bad idea that's never going to go away. Because I do think that long-term, they want a couple teams overseas.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Look, it's all greed all the time. That's it. That's the answer to everything. That's all this is. It's another chance to have a game on at 9 a.m. and charge NFL Network or Amazon or whoever, I don't know, the CW, charge them $100 million to show the game.
So what's worse, Sunday morning 9 a.m. or Friday at 8 p.m.?
I'd say the Sunday morning. Because I don't want to lie to you. I want to be honest. Mm-hmm. I find the Sunday morning thing so invasive. I mean, don't even get me started on it.
I've yet to run across a Sunday morning game that I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to watch most of the time.
Hey,
you turn it on, what's happening
tomorrow.
And you're like,
one of the biggest games of the year in the NFC West, and it's on a Thursday night. On a 72-hour turnaround in the month of December. That's not right to the players, and it's not right to the product, and that therefore it makes it not right to the customers, the fans.
You could have been playing that game right now and just hand it to the Rams.
Yeah, after the Rams just battled hard against the Bills, turn around 4 days later. So let's do this.
It's the Niners, David. They'll be okay.
Okay, all right.
We're going for draft.
Let's close it out with this. So our belief on this show, everyone has said this, that the Kansas City Chiefs are not winning or making the Super Bowl. So right now in the AFC, give me your top three contenders to take over and beat them in the AFC.
Well, David, first of all, I want to go back and amend that because I do think that the Kansas City Chiefs will make the Super Bowl because they are just not losing. They have the real voodoo. Like, no matter what, they find a way. But if I had to pick a team in the AFC, I guess you're looking at Buffalo. That's the first team. Like, okay, they can handle that. The Ravens, I guess you have to say the Ravens. Other than that, I don't know if there's a third team that I'm willing to say, okay, this team is good enough that they can knock off the Chiefs.
Chiefs blow. There's my take. I'm so tired of their lucky asses. They suck. But they can barely get to 20 every
game. Who's overtaking them?
But at some point...
Bills, it's Josh Allen time.
But see, I
Lions,
think,
Bills, Super Bowl, the world ends.
Come on. No, I just think that the Bills, it's almost like that Ohio State going against Michigan.
Yeah.
You should beat them. But in the end, Mahomes will celebrate and point and laugh at you and plant the flag right there in the middle of the bill.
Yeah, the disrespect. No,
did you Pittsburgh. Expect us to say Pittsburgh?
I did.
Really?
Why? I did. They got Highsmith back, and their defense has been on fire when he's playing. They only lost those three games.
Who's your quarterback?
David, you know what?
He's been playing really good.
Who's your quarterback?
He's been playing
yesterday,
really good.
Yesterday you just told me you can't win a Super Bowl with him.
I said overtake Kansas City to make the Super Bowl.
David, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to make fun of a team that I like, but...
The Chargers?
No. You know what the Pittsburgh Steelers are? They're MSU basketball. They make the tournament.
Woefully unathletic?
But they just don't win. Oh, no, they're very athletic.
No, I know. I'm busting your
balls. No. But they make the tournament every year.
They just don't do anything.
And they don't do anything. And that's the Steelers. You make the playoffs.
So who's the Jackson Kohler of the Steelers?
Oh, that's, you know, that's Russell Wilson.
Is Kohler a weird kid?
No, he's not
weird. We should probably stop this.
All right. That is in football today.